This is part one of a series called Discovering Christianity. The speaker is the Reverend Dennis Shelton of Sydney.
Sometimes I've been in a car park and it's been quite interesting because, you see, I work there occasionally and people park where they shouldn't park. And so you go up to people and you say, now, excuse me, you shouldn't be parking there. And they look at you and they want to see who you are. By what right do you have to come and to tell them where to park, you see? And of course, I suppose you and I, we've been in that sort of situation many times when somebody comes along and tells us that we have to do something, we should park here, we should go there, we should keep to the speed, and we say, well, who are you to talk to me? Who are you to tell me what to do? And you know, I think you'd agree with me that in the times in which we live, there is a tremendous crisis of authority. And we say, well, who do you believe? How do we know what anybody is saying is right? Well, my name's Dennis Shelton, and I want to try and communicate with you just about these very things. Because, you know, there is a crisis of authority. We don't know what to believe. We do not know where we're going. And there's nobody even having the courage to say to us, look, this is the way. This is the way to go. And so we want to share this with you because we do believe that by the grace of God, we know something of the way. But we've got to start with that question of authority, because you might say to me, well, who do you think you are to lecture me about religion? Who are you? Good question. Well, I'm not going to tell you about myself. That's another story. But I'm going to tell you just a little bit about the Christian faith, which means so much to me. So that's what we're going to do. And today, in our first time, we're going to look at this question of authority. How is it that we can really know what is right and what is wrong? So there's our first question. By what authority do we say these things? Now, there are many answers to this question, and I'm going to take a few of them. And perhaps some of them you have thought of, and some of them you may even believe. Because if I came to you and said, do you believe in God? And you might say, yes. Of course, you might say, no. But you may say, yes. And I say, all right, then you believe in God. Now, how do you know? What's the basis on which you build? Now, you know, there are four possibilities for a basis of believing, for believing what somebody is telling us. The first common one is what we would call human reason, which is so very well known. People believe because they feel it and think it inside themselves. And people today are encouraged to express themselves. Children at school, you know what it's like at school. The children come home and you are amazed at what they're saying. You're amazed that they express their opinion so openly and so readily. And you're saying, well, why are they doing it? Well, because this is the educational environment, you see. They're encouraged to say what they believe. And they believe it just because they feel it. Now, technically, we can say this is human reason. This is a source of authority, and people that follow the rationalist society, for instance, they say, well, things have to be in accordance with human reason. And I suppose that, you know, when we think about that, there's something to be said for that sometimes. As some people have said about the Christian faith, they said, well, you know, if the Christian faith said that black is white, I would believe it. Well, do we have to go that far? Because I personally do believe that belief in God and in the Christian faith is truly reasonable. But if we say the basis is human reason, what human reason are you going to pick? We've got in this world 6,000 million people or whatever, and we've got 6,000 million sets of human reason here. And now which one are you going to follow? You say, well, the one I've got. But how do you know it's right? How do you know? You don't really know, do you? So when we talk about human reason, yes, it's a wonderful faculty that God has given us. There's no doubt about it, to be able to think and to be able to reason and so on. But it can't give us absolute answers because we're all different, you see.